45 minutes before noon. We've got the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown here on WWTC. We started the hour with number 30, Ain't She Sweet by the Beatles. Number 29, It's All Over Now, the Rolling Stones. 28, Just Be True by Jean, Duke of Earl Chandler. 27 was Oh Pretty Woman, the biggest hit ever for Roy Orbison. His other number one was Runnin' Scared. And here is song number 26. Hurts to be in love. Here's Gene Pitney. From Hartford, Connecticut, that's Gene Pitney, and It Hurts to Be in Love. He was 23 years old when that song was a hit in 1964. Gene Pitney was actually a writer first. He wrote Hello Mary Lou for Rick Nelson. And one of the things that was unique about Gene Pitney was that he was one of the few artists that had his own record label, Music Core Records. Gene Pitney, number 29 last week, number 26 this week, and that song eventually did climb to number 7, It Hurts to Be in Love. Here was a song that's on the Hot 100 this week, and it got as high as number 46. Kind of surprising, because it's, I think, one of the best remembered tunes of the 60s. Certainly done it to all the dances you went to back in the 60s, and let's play it here. The Kingsmen and Louie Louie. Okay, listen, thanks for calling there, Bob. Bob caught me on a slip here, and it's such a glaring error that I have to correct it. I can't pass. You know, I looked at the chart here, and it's Little Latin Loopy Lou, which is on the chart this week, and not Louie Louie. Louie Louie got to number 2. Little Latin Loopy Lou only hit the mid-40s. But that is surprising, though. I mean, Little Latin Loopy Lou got done a lot in the dance hall. Boy, BJ, song number 25 on this week's Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. The Four Tops had number one hits with I Can't Help Myself and Reach Out, I'll Be There. This was their first hit on Motown, September 5th, 1964. Baby, I Need Your Lovin'. Rivers did it in 67. Four Tops had it number 29 last week, 25 this week, the first hit for Levi Stubbs and the Four Tops. And when they were in town a couple of months back at Duffy's, I had a chance to spend an hour on the phone with Levi Stubbs and on the air here at TC. And in 1981, when the economic conditions are deteriorated somewhat, there is concern that we might be slipping backwards in our concern for minority peoples. What are we going to do about that?
Well, you know, BJ, I mean, really, I really hope and pray to God that we don't ever get off into that type of atmosphere again, you know, because, you know, believe me, I've been all over the world, and, you know, I've seen attitudes of people in just about any country that you can imagine. And we have one of the greatest nations in the world right here. I'm sure you've heard that before, but we really do. And I'd like for your listeners to really, really listen to this. We have one of the greatest nations in the world.
Levi Stubbs of the Four Tops. And Baby, I Need Your Lovin', number 25 for the Four Tops this week. Here's song number 24. Gail Garnett. We'll Sing in the Sunshine. Could you tell that was an oldie but goodie from 1964? And that's Gail Garnett's We'll Sing in the Sunshine. As you look at your Billboard Hot 100, it was 48 last week, 24 this week. Gail Garnett actually started as an actress. And she starred a couple of times in what was the number one television show in 1964. What was the name of that television show? The name of the television show that was the number one television show of 1964. Gail Garnett was on that show a couple of times. Few guesses to get there. Father Knows Best was a guest. That's incorrect. Mr. Ed is not Shindig either. We do have Linda Thorson on the phone from South Minneapolis with the correct answer. What was the number one television show of 1964, Linda?
Well, I believe it was Bonanza.
Bonanza is absolutely correct. Let's hear it for Linda, everybody. Oh, yeah. Way to go, Linda.
You betcha.
An 8-pack of Coca-Cola. Listen, what year did you graduate?
66.
So this is about your area there, huh?
It sure is.
Yeah, that's great. Keep listening.
I will. Thanks, BJ.
We're going to move on now to BJ's Pick Hit of the Week. Yes, out of all the new songs out here, on September 5th, 1964, this is the one that I think has the best potential. It's a song that would go on to be number one. Manfred Mann.
She was just walking down the street singing.
Johannesburg, South Africa. Manfred Mann, and later he picked up an earth band. That song did reach number one in 1964. Boy, can you pick them, BJ. Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown continues on WWTC. Hello again, my radio friend. This is BJ Crocker. The day is September 5th, 1964, and we're counting down the top 40 songs here on the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown on WWTC. Song number 23, Dusty Springfield, a wishing and a hoping.